People on anti-obesity injections need ongoing support if they're to avoid putting all the weight back on again. That's according to a study of newer weight loss drugs like Mounjaro and Wegovy. Researchers from Oxford University found that on average, people who stop using the drugs regain all the weight they lost within 20 months. Last month, a study for the HSE found that while Mounjaro is highly effective, making it available to public patients wouldn't be value for money. Dimitrios Koutoukidis is Associate Professor of Diet and Obesity at Oxford University, and he's been describing their work.
We looked at all of the studies that had put people on weight loss medication and followed them up in the long term and tried to see how much weight is regained and how quickly that is. And what we found was that people on average regain weight quite quickly. They regain all of their weight within a year and a half after they stop taking these drugs.
And does this mean then that the people who lost weight with anti-obesity injections, that they put the weight back on more quickly than those who, say, lost weight in the traditional way?
That is one of our findings. We found that compared to people who go on a standard traditional diet and physical activity program, people who go on weight loss medication gain weight much more rapidly, four times more rapidly than if they were following a structured diet program.
What about the other benefits, like lower blood pressure? Were they lost as well?
So in terms of the cardiometabolic benefits, this is the main reason why we want to treat obesity, because weight loss reduces and improves all of these risks. And what we found was that with weight regained, all of these improvements also disappeared. So that might mean that in the long term, there was a return to the original risk of cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I understand it, the research is based on findings from medical trials rather than from real life, so to speak. So is further work needed?
Absolutely. We definitely need to understand how what is the weight regain in the real world, because typically the people who do take part in clinical studies might be quite different from the people who do take the drugs in the real world. And also in the real world, the people who take it privately versus the people who take it through the healthcare system differ significantly in terms of the amount of comorbidities they might have or the health risks.
Why is that?
That is because at least the NHS in England is specifying these drugs for a very specific number of people. So for people with severe and complex obesity who have a body mass index about 4 and at least 4 health problems, this is because there isn't enough funds for the drugs to be taken by everybody, and that's why this needs to be restricted as it is being rolled out.
Mm-hmm. So people then who lose weight with a drug like Mounjaro, will they have to keep on taking it? Because at the moment, these injections are very expensive.
They are very expensive. What we do show is that some sort of continuous treatment needs to happen. And this is because obesity is a chronic and relapsing condition. But what our findings also show is that we also really need to focus on the primary prevention of weight gain in the first place.
And that was Dimitrios Koutoukidis of Oxford University.